From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Washington State Wine Commission's 2022 Grape Production Report confirms what many in the wine industry believed, and that is a great year for both quantity and quality. The Commission's Vice President of Marketing and Communications, Chris Stone, says weather-wise, it was a fantastic year.
Certainly in the fall, absolutely. The fall was darn near perfect. I mean, you really can't dream of a better ripening weather towards the end of the season. And that's really what makes Washington one of the more, in my opinion, one of the more special places to grow grapes, because fall is almost always beautiful.
And the nights, Stone says, played off the days just beautifully.
We get these warm, nice days, but in the fall, once we get past like mid-September, those temperatures start dropping pretty fast at night. And so, you know, you get these perfect ripening conditions in the day, then the grapes just get to take a rest and we don't lose all that natural acid. So all that fresh gets retained. You need that to grow beautiful wine grapes.
The 34% production increase, Stone says, is pretty great, but
it was, you know, a little bit more than we had budgeted for. But we always obviously set a conservative estimate, and this came in above our estimated goals, but certainly nowhere near a record. So there's a lot of capacity still out there.
Cabernet Sauvignon was again Washington's top variety at 28%, followed by Chardonnay at 16%.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.